your HF antenna. That'd be interesting to hear about if it's tuning up so well. That was one of the challenges I always had. Living in an apartment second story with a balcony was tuning the whole thing up, trying to get an HF antenna tuned up, and I used it for low-power CW many years ago. But anyway, I just thought I'd drop in here in Canada Hub and say hi, and Danette coming up here in a little while, so I'll let you go for now and listen in for Danette a little later on here. VA5TM from VE5DT, back to you.
Roger, roger. Okay, I'll let you go, and I'll listen for you on the net. If I can check in, I will. VE5 Delta Tango, VA5 Tango Mike.
VA5 for now, by the way. Very nice signal coming in here. And, yeah, we'll talk to you again sometime. VA5TM from VE5 Delta Tango. Bye for now.
Victor Echo 5 Uniform Oscar, the Transcanada net will be starting in about 22 minutes. See you there, VE5UO.
Morning, Dave. V5UO, V7NZ.
Hey, how's it going today, Adrian? V7NZ, V5UO.
Good, good. Thanks for the contacts in the Canada contest. How was it for you?
Yeah, it was good. Thank you for the contacts as well. Yeah, not as good as last year, but I had fun. Put in, I think, about 14 hours. And, did okay. Of course, I'm competing in a category that I just can't win in when Todd's on the air. So, but that being said, I made some good contacts and stuff, and conditions were a little iffy, I guess. You went single band, right?
Yeah, I went single band, 20 meters, high power, unassisted. I'm hoping Todd was on all bands because, same thing. In fact, he beat me once here on 40 meters. He won the contest, single band because he's got real estate. So yeah, but, so far so good. Looks like I'm doing okay. It was quieter though, definitely than previous years. Saturday morning in particular, I was like, where is everybody? It's like, especially on sideband. CW was okay, but sideband, it was like, you know, I tune across the band. There's like one person maybe in the contest, you know, instead of like, you know, a dozen, and you're like, what's going on? That did improve a bit in the afternoon, but it was still, I think having it the busiest shopping day before Christmas is not good. If it had been like, you know, after Christmas, we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was pretty quiet. I had about 4-1 CW sideband contacts, and same observation, sideband was really quiet. You know, despite going and trying to drum up some traffic, it was not as good as it's been in years gone by. So anyway, it was still fun. Had a good time.
Were you all banned?
Yeah, I did all banned. I think Todd was all banned, but CW, I think he just did a CW only.
Yeah, okay, good. By the way, do you know that, I don't know how public it is, but Bart and Sam are looking to find some people to take over managing those contests, eh?
No, I hadn't heard. I guess I'm not surprised, but I hadn't heard that at all. Interesting.
Yeah, they approached me, and I was like, I just don't want to take that on right now. I've got too many other things on the go, but they've been doing it for 24 years, so fair enough. But if you know anybody that's a you know, keen Canadian contester with good spreadsheet experience, because that's how they manage all the results, is through pivot tables and such in Excel. So apparently, it's not a ton of work, you know, maybe 40 hours a year, something like that. But it's got deadlines and things. So anyway, I'm trying to help them find somebody. If there's anybody that would fit the bill that comes to mind, send them a note because they're keen to find, and I don't blame them. After 24 years, they've done a lot of work on that.
Yeah, for sure. They're not getting any younger either, and I've done a great job sort of being the face of the RAC contest, so good on them, and hopefully we'll be able to find some replacements and keep the contest going for sure. How's retirement treating you?
Yeah, it's great. I think I'll really start to feel it this next year. I've been telling people this because the first, it's only been 4 months, and I've been working through the backlog, and still am, of various projects, big major projects that needed doing, or I wanted to do, like installing the new tower up in the yard and all that kind of stuff. So that's all getting done, and then the more casual part is emerging, which is I'm looking forward to this year, having a little bit more time to just do some simple things, even getting on HF and just rag chewing instead of it being always about contesting and DXing and such, you know, just a little more casual stuff.
Oh, awesome. Good to get your 4-month perspective as well. I just packed her in last week, so I'm on day five or day six of retirement, and well, still my head is largely still at work, but making a break slowly. My replacement came in about 3 weeks ahead of me leaving, which was kind of nice, so I was able to sort of wind down and kind of get my head out of it. But yeah, you know, after whatever it was, 38 years, a little bit of momentum. So finding that at least radio is a good distraction, trying to set some goals and things there as well. Yeah, rank chewing. Trying to get my code speed up. I'd like to get up into that QRQ territory, and you know, rank chew at 35 plus words a minute would be nice. Could kind of participate when listening to, I mean, contesting is easy, up to whatever, but yeah, different in a rank chew situation for sure.
Oh yeah, about 2 years ago, I decided I was going to try to get the 40 word per minute code proficiency from ARRL.